Our college years are ones of discovery and a reflection of ourselves. And for many, it's one of the greatest challenges as we transition into working adults. In these audio confessions, you will hear two stories that share heartwarming memories, moments of peril, and transformative experiences. Stories that shape identities and redefine relationships. Welcome to College Confessions. Home is where the heart is, but in these stories, home is constantly changing, moving, and generally isn't around. In this episode, we touch on how experiencing dysfunctional family dynamics and constantly moving during formative years made these students feel like they didn't have a place to call home.
I wanted to tell the story of how sometimes, or a lot of times with me growing up, I always did not feel as if I had a home to really identify myself with or connect myself with. I was one of those quiet kids that always kind of like tucked themselves in the corner. They didn't really want to be noticed. Any chance that they could, you know, put their headphones in and isolate themselves from the world, you know, that was definitely me. At this point, I was a sophomore. This was my second year in high school, and I was going to my English class. This class, we have a like get out the door ticket type of deal. So give you a topic or a prompt and you just kind of like write out. She's gonna pick on a few different people to share the story. If she calls on you, you have to answer. So I'm like, okay, this is a normal get out ticket thing. I'm already used to this. And then she puts the topic up there on the board, home. So that's when I start to panic a little bit, because then the feeling of, you know, I don't really have anywhere to call home. What do I write started sinking in on me. And it's not the first time I've had that type of writing prompt. I just kind of lie about it sometimes. I spend about the first 5, 6, 7 minutes just kind of panicking, and I start typing something into my little Chromebook that I had, and then I delete it, and I start typing in something again. Then I delete it. As I'm doing that, I start kind of looking around the room, like, what is everyone else doing? Some people are writing, you know, they got like a good amount of stuff on their computer already, and then like I look back at mine and I'm not there yet. Home to me then should have been the place that builds your foundation. That should be your place to kind of rejuvenate yourself, kind of heal yourself from the day, recharge yourself for the next day that's coming up. That's what home should have been. For us, it was always kind of like an unstable household. My mom wasn't really home a lot. She had a responsibility to provide for me and my sisters. Her not being home, that would create an absence of a parental figure that you could really lean on for support and things like that. Me being the youngest in my family, like, that's one thing. But then also, I'm the only boy in my family. So sometimes I'll be dealing with something that I don't really feel like I can share with my family, because I don't feel like they can relate because of that difference. And I choose just to lie about it again, like I've always have up to this point. More emotions are flooding in, like, why do I always have to lie about this kind of stuff? Everyone else has something to say, how come I don't? This particular school was a predominantly white school, and, you know, the people of this community, they're more like upper middle class. They always had a home that they grew up in since like they were a little kid, and they had the little childhood friends that they grew up and went to high school with, which is why they were always so close, and I didn't have that. That's not me. That's how not having a home really made me feel. It just kind of re-emphasized the outsiderness. You're not one of them. You don't belong here. You stick out and everyone around you notices. And then there's this constant clock that's above that door that's just clicking and clicking and clicking. It's like, it's just making me feel like I'm out of time. I need to do something. I'm out of time. And then the bell rings. The first bell is a warning bell. This teacher's like, okay, time's up. What do I say if she calls on me? So my heart starts to beat a little bit. The last person gets up and shares their thing. And she turns and looks at me. The teacher turns and looks at me. And I think she's getting ready to call on me to share mine. So my heart starts beating even faster. And then all of a sudden, that last bell rings. So she's like, well, class is over. I quickly submit my thing, close my laptop, zip up my bag, and run out the room to go catch my bus. One thing that I constantly did, and this is something that a lot of teenagers do, is you just kind of push stuff into the back of your mind. You kind of ignore certain thoughts, certain feelings, things like that, and hopefully things might just magically get better. The reality is that things don't get better. It's up to you to change your circumstances and make your life better.
I basically grew up as a military kid, but we didn't move around a lot. And so I feel like I had the same mindset of like, oh, it's fine if I keep moving around because like I'll, you know, meet new people. But after being in like one place for such a short amount of time and then knowing you're not going to be there for very long, you kind of just decide there's no point. I transferred here and I knew going into it I was only going to be here for 2 years. And my first semester, I was just cruising. I did my classes. I went back to my room. That's all. My second semester, I just kind of got lonely and sad. And I realized that my original mindset of I'll just transfer here and get in, get out is not the right mindset because I couldn't sustain this for another year. I was going to become crazy depressed. So that was the most challenging aspect, was admitting to myself that, you know, I can't get in, get out, do this. I have to actually meet people, socialize, make it a home instead of just a little stop on the way. I felt really alone when I moved here. I didn't have the best roommates my first year here, and so they're all 17, 18. I'm 21. I'm already over all like the, you know, freshman year partying, drinking, and they were just so obnoxious, and I felt like I had to mother them. I mean, I didn't want to do that. They didn't want me to do that, but they were just absolutely disgusting, terrible roommates. Police had to be called, not by me, by like other people. There was just constantly like throw up on the ground. At some points, there was dog poop in the apartment, not cleaned up, and doors were torn off the hinges. So I had a really rough first year simply because of my living situation. I really stayed in my room a lot because I didn't know anyone. I couldn't talk to my roommates and I didn't know the town to go out and about. But this year has been way better living with people that I really get along with. It's been really nice. I feel like as a kid, you're more adaptable, kind of. It's easier to make friends as a kid in your adulthood. It's really tough. Like, unless you have classes with people or go to work with people, it's really hard to make friends. I found myself not really knowing how to make friends because I'd see people in class and we'd be friends in class, but then, you know, we'd leave class and they had their own friends that they've known for 2 or 3 years at this point, and I didn't really know how to kind of weasel my way in there and be like, hey, you want to hang out after class? It seems so childish because, like, you know, in elementary school, you could just straight up go up to someone and be like, hey, want to be friends? And they'd be like, sure. And then in college, you can't really do that. You just have to say like, hey, get lunch or something, and hope they say yes, and then hope they want to be friends. I think I've grown from being here in a new location. I feel like I'm way more independent. I know compared to high school and especially starting college, I always felt like I had to do something with someone in order to do it. I never wanted to eat alone or just go to the grocery store alone. Even after transferring here, I kind of had the same mentality, and maybe it was just more of not wanting to, because of course everything is better with friends. Not knowing anyone, like completely having to start over, I kind of had to grow up a little and say, okay, well, I'm an adult now. I have a car, I can go to the grocery store alone. And so I did, and I went to classes alone. I did everything alone. Yeah, it might sound sad in the moment, but I think it was necessary because now that I have friends, I'm not completely dependent on them. I can do things alone and still be happy.
College Confessions is produced by Alex Lee, Arch Pingle, and Richard Powers. Today's episode was hosted by Evianca Robinson. Our first story, No Place Like Home, was produced by Alex Lee, and Moving On was produced by Gracie Higgins.
Make sure to catch our future confessions. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Like and follow us on Instagram at GA Southern Film.